We have much economic news to report this morning. The Dow Jones took a big hit yesterday, falling 265 points. That puts it into negative territory for the year. And the sell-off came as investors are growing more concerned about another global slowdown. Plus, America's trade deficit is the highest it's been in 2 years, nearly $50 billion in June. NPR's Wendy Kaufman begins our coverage.
U.S. consumers bought cars, pharmaceuticals, TVs, shoes, household goods, and lots of other things made abroad. But what the U.S. sold overseas didn't begin to match that dollar amount. Indeed, imports grew by roughly $6 billion, or 3%, but U.S. exports actually shrunk. Nigel Galt, an economist with IHS Global Insight, says neither of those things is good news for the U.S. economy.
To the extent that demand has been improving in the U.S. economy, a lot of that demand has gone to imported goods rather than to generating domestic production and employment.
The nearly $50 billion trade gap was worse than most analysts expected, and it prompted some experts to revise downward overall estimates for growth in the U.S. economy. Exports are critical to the growth of our economy, so why were they so low in June? Patricia Mears and the National Association of Manufacturers offers two reasons. First, the weak demand in places like the EU and Japan. People there normally buy lots of American goods. Her second reason involves China.
You saw a real drop-off in imports into China, which would have been our exports to China, and that was largely because of government measures that were taken to cool off their economy.
Another issue is China's currency. Many believe the currency is valued too low. That makes Chinese goods relatively inexpensive, while U.S. goods sold in China cost more than they otherwise would. U.S. exporters also face trade barriers, things like burdensome regulations, tariffs, and taxes. Those make it harder and more expensive for the U.S. to sell its products in places like China. Peter Morisi is a professor at the University of Maryland School of Business.
We don't get to sell in China what they like that we make. For example, Buicks, best-selling car in China. But the Chinese have a 25% tariff on cars.
In addition to easing trade barriers, many U.S. companies, especially smaller ones, would like to see more government assistance to help them enter new markets. Patricia Mears of the Manufacturers Group contends that some domestic policies also make it harder for U.S. companies to compete globally.
Things like taxes, you know, we're the only country in the world that taxes corporate profits both abroad and here in the U.S. So you pay, if you sell in France, you pay the taxes in France, and then you pay the taxes in the U.S.
President Obama has called for a doubling of U.S. exports in the next 5 years. It's a very ambitious goal. Yesterday, the president took one small step on the trade front. He signed a measure that would reduce or suspend some import fees on raw materials and component parts used by American companies to make their products. Those products might then be sent abroad. Some examples include certain computer chips and shoe leather used to make running shoes. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News.